The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Beautiful Sunday up here in Ontario where we're broadcasting from, and I want to welcome everybody wherever you are. You could be in Newcastle, you could be anywhere in the world. Thank you for listening and thank you for joining the show. And welcome. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We aim to wake you up, for you to realize your greatness, for you to know that you're limitless, for you to understand that all things that are great, you've created it. You to understand that nobody, no one has the right to govern your life and tell you how to live. Wake up, everybody. That's their intention. That is my intention. I want you to raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness and to know thyself, as to know who you are. Your greatest accomplishment will be understanding who you are, where you've come from, what you represent, your reason for being here. Everyone asks that question. Wouldn't you like to get it straight from the source? Here's where it is. Welcome to everybody. Welcome all. Welcome from all around the world, wherever you are today, listening to The Barrington Show. I appreciate you being there. Without you there, I couldn't be here. The message is being delivered to you and for you to take towards it. If you can hear me now, it means that you've been searching. And if you've been searching, you have found it. Welcome home. This is where you belong. Today, we want to cover a few things because it's quite interesting for me. And I want to talk about this elephant. A friend of mine drew a picture of an elephant for me a while back, and I labeled it. On this elephant, every section of it has a different label. Like our world has different religions. On the ear of the elephant, I labeled the Christianity. And on the belly of the elephant, I labeled Catholic. And on the legs, I labeled it the Quran for Islam and the Jewish Torah. And every one of the religions I could remember, I gave it a part labeled on that elephant that's hanging on my refrigerator door. And I look at it every day. So every religion is labeled on that elephant that I drew, that somebody drew for me, and you could see it all. And underneath all of this, I wrote spirituality. And that means that every single part of our existence, every single part of our world, every single part of what we do every day has its own sort of religion, but the whole thing that is set up, it's called spirituality, and that's where we belong. That's where we belong. So you could see the portions that's been dissected or labeled on this graph that I have. But when you look at its entirety, it's what we talk about as spirituality. All of it leads to the same place. They just have different sections. So let me give you an analogy. All the rivers flow to the ocean. Every single one of them, they flow to the ocean. I've never seen one going up the hill, not on its own, but they all flow to the ocean. So if you can imagine that all the religions that exist, the good ones, they are leading you to the path of spirituality. The rivers are leading into the ocean, where the rivers are the religions and the ocean is spirituality, where it's going to end up. All of it should end up in the same place. However, someone had gone ahead and blocked that river or changed the direction of it. And you end up in a pond or a swamp or a lake. And your only way out of there is to exit and, you know, change the form. And then hopefully the clouds will bring you down to the ocean where you'll be home. Well, you don't have to do all that, because you could take care of all of it now that you're within the body and you're being exposed to it. So going back to what I'm saying is, if the rivers are the religions, the ocean is spirituality. That is home. That's where you belong. The rivers are taking you there, but somewhere along the line, the one that I was raised with says, you got to stay here. You have to stay here. It's a conduit that takes you from point A to point B in a direct path. That should have been the message. That was supposed to be the message, to guide you to your higher self. And it even talks about to know thyself, to know who you are. So the rivers are doing their duty into taking you to the spirituality. The religion is doing its job to take you to the spirituality, but somewhere along the line, they put up a dam or a blockade or some sort and tell you you can't leave. And when you're there, they introduce to you what it's like to be afraid. And if you don't follow these rules, these bad things can happen. And if you don't listen to what we're saying and live according to these guidelines, don't confuse it with guides, these guidelines, you will end up in that HE double hockey stick place, because they don't want you to leave. Now, why would they stop the river from doing what the river knows how to do? Is to get to the path, to get to the ocean. When the salmon swims up the river in the fall, she lays the eggs. And in the spring, the current, natural current, brings it out into the ocean where he gets experienced life. And at the end of their journey, they return, and the process continues. Imagine if you'd put a dam or a pond or something for them not to be able to get to where they're supposed to go, into the spirituality, into learning all that there is. To experience all that there is. You have blocked it. Somebody has blocked it. And you have fallen into that pond where you exist and swear that this is it. This is it. If you're not doing this, you're missing out. Well, I'll tell you, that's wrong. You could be living inside of an aquarium and thinking it's a glorious heaven. But what do you know about the real world where the ocean exists and all that there is? Every form of life that we know of came out of the ocean, which raises another question, is about the beginning and stuff like that. But we're not talking about that today. As we are, we've come from the ocean. And 80% of our bodies is the water, representative of the ocean. You're to experience all that you can through life. And by doing so, you expose yourself to spirituality. You open up, you connect, you speak to your guide, have them guide you. Other than that, you're stuck. You're not going anywhere. And you need to get to the ocean to get the information. When we came into this world and accepted this body, we were pure and clean, without influence or judgment or any of those things. Somewhere along the line, from birth until you're maybe mid-20s, you're afraid of everything. You're deathly afraid of everything. And the weird thing about being afraid of everything is we don't even know what we're afraid of. We're just afraid of the unknown. nobody could put the finger on what exactly they're afraid of. Just ask yourself that question. What is it that I'm afraid of? And then you ask yourself another question. Why am I afraid of that? Whatever it is. Never be afraid. If somebody has taught you to be afraid, you can unlearn it. Like you can unlearn how to hate. You can unlearn fear, because there's nothing to fear but itself. And I want to add, please do not wait to live. Do not wait to live. Just live. Just live. Your guidance, your spiritual guidance, and everything that is supposed to get you in life, get you through life, teach you what you're supposed to know, connect you instinctively to all that there is, has been blocked. Or we replace that belief or that innate ability to connect ourselves to our guides, and we listen to other people and live our life in fear. Being afraid, being taken off our path as to where we're supposed to end up. We're supposed to get a straight path to our ocean, to all that there is and exists that, but somebody along the way has changed it. I talked to you briefly a couple of weeks ago about the broken telephone and the information that we're reading today in our modern books. How do we know it's truth when it's been changed so many different times, translated, interpreted, and then handed to you, and you want to spend the rest of your duration, the rest of your body time, following it as if it's the the law? Well, the law exists for everyone in different ways. And I'm speaking of the law of spirituality and rules. And it goes to your purpose as to why you're here. If you're taking a direct path, these questions and the fear of the unknown will be revealed to you. And you'll see that most of it is not even relevant to your human existence. We're just afraid of nothing. If it's not relevant to your existence, why would you be afraid of it? But I'm telling you, the it doesn't exist. You just made it up. It's a figment of your imagination. And other people are telling you their stories based on their own fear, which has nothing to do with you. Has nothing to do with you. But you might just be the type that says, oh, that is bad. That, okay. And then you take it on as your own. And you're doing it for such a long time, you actually forget how to live without it. You actually forget how to live without it. And now you're living your entire life in this maybe made up stuff. Maybe. But you have no way of knowing for sure if it is until you know thyself. Know who you are. Find out who you are. Find out who you are. Imagine if you can. We're taking a journey through the jungle with a guided tour. And the tour guide is well-versed, knows the corners, the dangers, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad. And you decide to do this. And that tour guide is going to get you through with, you know, this jungle. So imagine you signing up for that, and then you show up and you start the journey, which we all did. We all started the journey, but you start the journey and a little way in, there's a monkey waving at you, trying to tell you to go this way or go that way or come with me. And you're gullible enough to believe it, or maybe you're too young to repel the invitation. But either way, you end up following that clown. Sorry, I said monkey. Don't insult the clowns. So you follow. You come off your path for however you got off it, and then you follow this blind person leading you into a path, and you're taken away from that guided tour that was yours to begin with. And now you're out there. You're lost. You're consumed by it. And now you're afraid. And as we all know, if you spend enough time with the person who's holding you captive, you end up loving them. You know, if somebody was to kidnap you and you spend enough time with them, you end up loving them because you learn at that moment that you're dependent on that for your existence. And this is why you accept it, take it for what it is, believe it, and live accordingly. But it was just a monkey taking it off your path. Somebody damming that river. Somebody blocking the path of the river. Try to change the direction of it. Waving you off. Now you're in that jungle, kind of confused and lost. Probably scared. When the path does exist, that tour guide is looking for you. It's called the spiritual leaders, the spiritual guides. And you need to make that change, that step, to reconnect, to find your way through. You need to make that step. Are you willing to make that step? Or are you okay with living? And I'm not suggesting that it's not great. I'm simply saying, I know there's a greater way. Been there. Experience it every day. Your guides communicate with you effectively every day. You just have to know how to hear them out. And they don't have the ability to take you down the path of destruction. They're not about that. You see, they're not about that. The guide is designed to get you through. Your duty is to make that connection back to your guide so you're not stuck in the jungle under camouflage or BS. Or maybe that's both the same. You have an obligation to yourself. Wake up. Just wake up. That's what needs to happen. This picture or image I have here, and I talked about it. It's on my website, and you don't need to see much of it. It's just basically what I've explained, if you hear it. And it does talk about the fact that we're all divided and scattered up into Sears, small little group, but we're all a part of this one big animal or land, which makes us all the same. And I've said this many times. It's on the website, HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. Check it out. This show will be there, and all the other shows that I've done in the past are there. They're labeled now, and I'm going through to label the rest of them. So if there's something you wanted to hear or repeat, you can always pick it up there and check it out. It might be something that you enjoy doing. It talks about spirituality. I have a book. It's called Awaken Ascension Guide. It leads you to the path that you're supposed to be on. It aligns you to your true purpose. It opens up your mind and exposes you to the possibility of another way where there's no hurt or sorrow. There is another way where there's no heartaches or pain. There is another way. So if this one isn't serving you, if you're living in that pond and you think it's awesome, or the swamp, or a bucket, maybe, I don't know. But there's so much more to explore. You're limitless, and that's what makes it possible for you to explore all that there is. Because you're part of it. If you consider yourself a single ice cube, and you toss yourself into the ocean, at the end of your journey, you blend in with the rest of the ocean. You're still there. You're part of it. You've never left. You just change the form and learn a few languages and stuff like that. But you're still the same. We've said the cup of water, you go to the ocean, you scoop it up. Yours is the same as mine. We just choose to add different things to it, call religion, culture, foods, I don't know, vodka. But the root of it is still the same, which is saying that you and I, he am I, as I suggest, I am you, you are me. We're the same. We may live in different areas, have different skin color, dance to different kind of music, and definitely eat different kind of foods, but we're still the same. And that's hard for a lot of people to accept, because some people actually feel as if they're better. And I've said this on the show many times, and I'll say it again today. Please explain to me how you're better. Because that would be interesting information for me to know. I'd like to know how another person can see themselves as better. So don't wait to live. Live. Just live. Don't wait to live. Just live. if you're having an issue and trying to connect to your spirituality to get on your path, find out where you're from, what's missing, it's all within you. It's all within you. Do all the checkpoints and get within you and figure it out. You are made, you're fabricated in this universe. And everything that exists in the universe exists in you. You're just a mini version of it. Like a puppy is a mini version of a dog. But that puppy is still a dog. And I say all that to say, if we were created in his own image, if it's a him, we have to be him. When the dog has a puppy, that puppy is still a dog, though it's a very small one. Still a dog. It's not a cat. So if we're created that way, and a lot of the books that I've read suggested that we are, then we're him. He am I. I am him. Please, again, don't wait to live. Just live. Have we got any emails?
Yes, we do. We have three emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. And our email address for you to write in to ask Barrington a question or you have a comment, the email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And let's see, Michelle wrote in very beginning of the show, and she says, "Hello, I am a new listener from Seattle, Washington, enjoying the show today." And thank you, Michelle, for that. Tyrone writes in, "I absolutely love the elephant example, the picture on the fridge. Love it." That's from Tyrone. And lastly, Chrissy writes in, and Chrissy says, "A friend of mine told me you have a book out. Is that still available?" And that's from Chrissy, and back to you.
Hey, Chrissy, yes, the book is still available. It's at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. It's Awaken and Ascension Guide. If you punch in that name, you'll see it. Or if you go to the website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, you will see the book and it'll guide you as to maybe the easiest method to get it. I think nowadays it's from Amazon. But thank you for that inquiry. And thank you for being a part of the show. And thank you very much. Tyrone and the elephant. It was an idea that came to me, I think, about a few years ago. And I realized that because I've read so many of the Bibles and so many different things that people have to say about their religion, and everyone is saying theirs is the best, which makes sense as to why they're there. Nobody's going to say theirs is not good, then, you know, pick another one. So the idea of it was, it came to me that they're all talking about the same thing. It's from a story I heard many years ago about this class in India, and there was a class of the blind, and they were told that the elephants were coming to town and they could go check it out, but they can't see it, they can only feel it. So they went and checked it out, and everybody gathered around the elephant and they were just trying to touch it and feel it and experience it. When they went back to the classroom, the instructor told them to write the story of the elephant. Tell me what the elephant was like. And of course, some described the ear because that's where they were touching, others the belly, and others the tail and the hoofs or the whatever, the eyes, I don't know. But they're all talking about the same thing, connected to the same thing, all the same. But they only experienced that one portion that they were exposed to, the ears, the head, the trunk, the tail, whatever it is. That's how they expressed it. And they were all correct. But they didn't see the entirety of it. They were not exposed to the bigger all that there is in that elephant, which is what I am trying to say about we're not allowing ourselves to realize that that elephant has more than an ear or a trunk or belly or back or legs. That elephant is complete. That elephant is a part of this massive animal, as we are all a part of this massive universe, tiny, small, because we're all the same, but it's massive. And we're not allowing ourselves to go any further than what we were told. So that child or that student could go home and explain to his mother what an elephant is, and he's accurate. but his experience was limited and restricted. The vision was taken away, and he can only see the part with his hands that he experienced. And this is what everybody does when they go to their place to worship. They speak about the one entity that they're familiar with. And very few will say, well, maybe the elephant had four legs instead of just the one, because it'd be weird. Maybe they'll call him Hoppy. I don't know. But you would have to imagine that there's got to be more to it. But some aren't willing to step out of that, out of the boundaries, and do a little bit more research or experience or do whatever it is. But if you're here in the first part of the show, I talk about the teachings that we were given is comparable to the river. And the whole idea of the river is to flow. I don't know what it does, water the plants or nurture the land, but it flows from the spring point to the end result is where the spirituality is. And that should have been our teachings in the travel. The salmon that's going down the river in the spring, he's not really, in my opinion, concerned about what's up there. He knows where he's going. He's going down in the natural occurrence. And the current will bring him, her, to that ocean of life where spirituality exists. That's what will happen. So I came up with that idea to sort of illustrate or to use the analogies that I like to use to show people that there's more to that than just the part that we know, and be willing and open-minded enough to understand that fear can't keep you where you are until the day you die. You need to be able to understand that there's more than one leg on that animal, or one, I don't know, ear. Experience a little bit more, step a little bit further, broaden your mind, open it up. It is yours. It is yours. You are the king. You are taking a journey to an ocean. So when I speak to others and they tell me about their amazing belief, and they live by it, they breathe, everything works for them. Yeah, sure it does. I get it. But would you want more to understand the truth, to eliminate the fear, to experience all that there is, to have all the answers, to confront the unknown? Well, that would be amazing. Because we may not be afraid of things that is even relevant to us. So the idea behind it is to confront the unknown, because that's what we're afraid of. And if we don't follow these rules, and I said earlier, one of the points I made, that if somebody was to capture you, eventually you're going to turn to love that person, because everything that you do is dependent on that person for your survival. And the body has an amazing way, the mind has an amazing way of accepting even the worst situation as good. So step out. You might want to look into spirituality. Connect yourself. Get your information instinctively, as opposed to from a book or from somebody else, another person who may have an ulterior motive and not your best interests at heart. Do they give or do they take? Well, they probably give you bullshit, but I don't consider that given. I don't consider that given. Because you're being told something that's not accurate. And if you were to go to the ocean and you find out that's not for you, it's not what you want, well, swim back up the river. Go for it. Create some more resistance. But you can open it, open up, and realize that the journey that you're on might not be the one that was designed for you. The path that you're on, the river that you're flowing in, does it go to someplace bigger, broad? Or you just become the head of that organization? Is that getting any bigger? You become a head of the organization, but you're still missing out on the whole point behind it. That's my point. Thank you very much. I know I went a long way to explain that one, Tyrone, and I just wanted to get into it for people to understand that we might be standing behind a block wall, four cages, circle, a well, and don't even know. We might be being guided or taken care of by the person who's captured us in the first place. and we don't even know. You might be taking instructions for life from a person who doesn't have your best interests at heart, but they like their pockets. We don't even know. What you can know, and I do know this for sure, when I meet others who speak of the truth and speak about spirituality and speak about kindness and loving and caring and being all one, none of them is reaching their hand out for you to give them a handout. None of them. They're not looking for a handout. They're not looking for you to pay for the castle that I live in or pay for the nice cars that I drive or I got to keep. No, they're offering this information to you for free because they want you to be free. But if I start asking you to pay for it, I am full of something because it's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. Imagine going into a dance studio and at the end of the night, you tip the speaker. They'll have you committed somewhere. The speaker just delivers the sound. But if they've got a handout, there might be something else in the works. That's what all I'm saying. And when they're pure and they're from the heart and they're delivering a message that was given to them to pass on to others, they will not charge you for it. They will not charge you for it. If they have an organization, a building out there somewhere that they have to keep the lights on, they may ask you to help them keep the lights on, but not necessarily pay for my, you know, my lifestyle. But the idea is, it's for free. It's for free. Connect yourself and you'll see. If you think I'm giving you a story, connect yourself and you will understand. You will be kind and generous and loving to everything, to everybody, all the animals, all the creatures, all the cultures. You will change the heart and you'll understand that this planet is shared by everyone because it belongs to everybody. But occasionally we meet those who thinks it's theirs. You know, that evil mind we used to see in the cartoon who wants to take over the world. Good enough, you can label it as evil, but if they're doing it here in front of you, we'll just say, oh, they're adventurous. Anyway, I say all that to say this. Connect yourself to spirituality. Connect yourself. Michelle, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you being there. And I took a very long time to get to you because I forgot temporarily. But anyway, that's me being honest. Thank you for being a part of the show. I hope you stick around for a long time and I hope you enjoy it. And I hope what we're saying to you, Michelle, and everybody else who's out there actually makes sense and make you open your eyes and realize that if you are on a journey, why you're being stopped? Who's stopping you? Imagine you want to be a dancer, an amazing dancer. Then the person you tell that information to cuts your legs off. Well, they've sent a message, didn't they? And why would that be? Why would they try to block you? They don't want you to leave. They don't want you to advance. They don't want you to get above them. They don't want you to get more money. I don't know. But you have to understand whatever thought that would come into their mind for stopping you from your path, it's probably not serving you. Because you're being blocked. And if we're not flowing down the river into our pool of spirituality, you might not be on the path that you're supposed to be on. Wake up. Wake up. It's your duty. Open your eyes. Wait to be realized. To thine own self be true. So find yourself. To thine own self be true. It's another passage from one of the books I've been reading. Find yourself. Because I think a lot of us are lost, or we're fast asleep, or we're loving the person who has captured us. That makes no sense. You may have to deprogram yourself from that. But you have to understand, if somebody's stopping you from getting to where you want to go, you need to understand their motives. And sometimes, in my opinion, it's not serving us. Wake up. That's all I'm saying. Wake up. Have we got any more?
We have, let's see, three more emails. Actually two, let me see. Michelle says, you talk a lot about water and where it all ends, usually the same place, as you say. What about tears? And that's from Michelle. That's an interesting question. Aaron says, the dance studio example was funny, very insightful. And that's from Aaron. And that's it. Back to you, sir.
Okay, well, the tears ones, I'm going to go do Aaron. Aaron, thank you. I try to mix it up out here, and I try to get people involved and trying to understand. I usually use a lot of analogies because it's easy to relate to, and a lot of us can relate to what we're saying because we break it down. So you could become a part of it, and it doesn't fly over you. One of the worst things is if you got to go get out the book and try to figure out what this means, and then you lose interest, so you forget what you're trying to do in the first place. But if I could hit you with something that could stick with you for a couple of minutes or a few days, whatever it is, you're on your path of opening up to understand that there is that much more out there that exist. So yeah, the dancing thing, I agree with you. It's one of the ones, and they just pop up every once in a while. I'm talking, I don't have a book of them, I don't have them written down anywhere, but every now and again when I get into a certain situation, these analogies just pop up out of nowhere, and it fits the story that I'm trying to tell. It fits the situation, it fits right in, and the people that I'm talking to can relate. If I'm in the construction industry where I work a lot, I can talk to those people and explain things for them if I had to, and use an analogy that I know that they'll be able to relate to. So when I use them, I hope that they hit home and you're able to understand, and keep them if it makes sense. Keep them with you and follow through. They're not mine. They were given to me. They just pop up. I don't know who's doing that, but yeah, every now and again, they just pop right up. Thank you for that, Aaron. Okay, so the reason I wanted to get to Michelle's last is the water and the tears. I don't know if they're different. One comes out of your tear duct in your eye, and the other is the water that exists anywhere. All the liquids connected, and if you were to go in the middle of the desert and cry, and the tear falls down your cheek, it's going to end up in the ocean, or spit, or anything else. So I'm not fully understanding what you mean, what about them. That was your question. What about the tears? Well, if it's coming out of your eyes and it's liquid, because the body is 80% or 85% water. You don't know that now because you're still using your body. But if you could put it down to you know, sit beside it and just watch it, yeah, you'll squeeze out 80% of water out of it, as the rest will turn to dust. Take many years for that unless you got a flame going on. But the whole point is that the liquid that exists, and if you're talking about that, Michelle, if that's part of your question, is what about the tears? Maybe I've got it wrong. If the tears, it's a reaction, right? You're crying because something's off or somebody's altered your mood or you're peeling onions. I'm not sure, but whatever happens and you're crying, the tears come out and end up being just like water. And all the liquids that we know end up in the same place. You can bottle it up for 100 years. The minute you open it, it's on its journey. The minute you drink it, it goes through you, it's back. If you thaw it out, it was frozen in your refrigerator, freezer for the longest time, thaw it out, it's on the journey, on its way back. Because the whole idea behind the circle of the water, because we're using that as an analogy, the circle ends up back to the same source. Inevitably, it goes back to the same source. The water that springs up out of the ground, it finds its way to the original source. And I say the source, I say the ocean, I'm speaking of spirituality, but if we're talking about water, yes, it ends back in the same ocean, maybe not the same spot, but it'll end up back there. We're the same. We're the very same. We've come here. We've assumed a body. We hang out with it for a little bit, very fast. Like if you snap your finger, that's your time. And it's fast, but then you return it because you cannot take it with you when you leave. I say all that to say we know we're not the body. We just reside in the body. We're borrowing it, pretty much like we're borrowing the house that we're breaking our necks to pay for. Eventually, you have to give it back or give it to somebody else. Give it, because you cannot take it with you. The body is the same thing. Once we've used it for, I don't know, in my case, 102 years, then I'm going to have to hand it over, or it'll get taken away at that point. But it goes back. You borrow it. and then you return it. The tear that comes out of your eyes, it's just part of the body, liquid. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I don't have all that technical medical term, but it's water coming out of the eyes. That's how I see it. And eventually it'll end up back in the same source. Every little bit of it, including the spit that you may deliver in the bush, in the jungle, where you were lost with that monkey. Anyway, this is what I'm saying. So that's that. I hope I answered that for you, Michelle. I hope that answer is satisfying for you. We're talking about transforming ourselves. We're talking about learning and not wanting to accept the information that was given to us. And I'm not telling you to go rebel and join a protest group. I'm telling you to look within and find the kinder part of your heart and live within there. I've said many times on the show, and I'm about to say it again. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it and you're consciously aware of it being wrong, stop doing it. You're causing yourself too much harm. And once you've taken that into your life, your experiences, you will start to see a softer, kinder, gentler you. And you will identify with others that are the same or that is doing the same. It's not code for somebody to run you over or for you to, be somebody's footstool or something like that. It is code for you to understand your true self, to thine own self be true. It's code for you to understand who you truly are. If it's not true, don't say it. Learn to live that way. And you're on your path. You're on your path now. You're hearing what I'm saying. We have new listeners all the time, like Michelle, who's listening. Other people from all around the world who's listening. You're on the path because you can hear this. You may not want to jump off the chair and say, okay, this is it. Sign me up. I'm in. No, that's wrong. Learn what it is that you're looking for. Source it out. Get rid of the fear from your life. Remove that block. Dig a hole in the bottom of that pond or lake that you're in, and eventually you'll find your way out. And you'll get to the truth. And the truth will set you free. That's another passage from one of the many books I've been reading, but it's absolute truth. And this is going back, actually ties nicely into what I was saying, that every single one of these books speaks about the spirituality. I think they've cut a piece of it out, like maybe the elephant's ear, and they're living accordingly. But it does talk about a portion of the greatness that could be you. The truth will set you free. The truth will remove the things you're most afraid of, which is the unknown. The truth will build your confidence in you. And you will understand that you are him. You are the entity. You are all that there is. You are the one who's coming to rescue you, because I assure you, and this is directly towards those who's waiting in that pond to be rescued, nobody is coming to rescue you. Just letting you know. Because you've got all the tools. You understand the roadmaps, you know how to meditate, you've gotten into spirituality, you're eating properly, you're taking care of yourself, so you know the roadmap. Just go for a walk. Or go for a swim and enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you, everybody, from anywhere you are listening, anywhere in the world. I appreciate you being there. We talk about spirituality a lot. We talk about philosophy. And we definitely talk about psychology. And we want you to understand that this is not something that we're using to lower you in into some catch me situation, or I've got you. It is a light that is designed, and it's erected out there someplace for you to see the light, to guide you to your post, to guide you to your destiny, your journey. That's all it is. No secret handshake and no, whispering no, it is just a light. Just a light. Imagine the light that's outside of your home or in your house somewhere. It's just giving you vision, ability to see. Open the light so you can see. Wake up. Open your eyes. So the information is almost, like I said, providing a light in a dark alley where you're hanging out. You're probably a little afraid and nervous. And then this light is being shown to you. And you can follow the light. I've heard that said many different ways. Stay away from the light. But that's not where we're going with that today. We're talking about what exists for you. And it's the ability for you to open your eyes. Wake up. Wake up. That's our intention, is to get you to a higher path of understanding. Okay? The path is where the spirituality is. The path is spirituality. The other religions that you may have studied, and I'm not dogging any of it. A lot of you are there because your parents brought you there, or your parents brought you to something that made you run away to get to where you are. So, again, go into the spiritual stuff. That's not what it is. It's to guide you to the inevitable. Because before you leave here, you will have to connect. You were connected when you got here. Here meaning the birth. You were connected. And then you're thrown into a tailspin, I guess, where you've lost the connection and start doubting it. But before you go back, when you put this body down to rest, and before you go back, you have to reconnect. You have to connect for the guides to bring you back. And depends on how much BS you've gathered here. It depends on how long you will spend in what I call the rejuvenating process to rebuild, to flush, to cleanse, the car wash, name it what you want. But you will have to connect. And if you've had anybody pass away and you were there with them in the moments, just before the moments, they talk about their entire life, which is good. And they start talking about things that they wish they had done differently, which is too late. And they will tell you things that you didn't even know they knew, because they're now being connecting to go back. Connect now. Don't wait to live. Just live. Enjoy what there is. Enjoy the fruits that exist. A whole idea. And I know today I'm talking a lot about the being stuck in the pond and not being a part of the flowing water and the river and the dam and all these things. But it's just for you to look at where you stand today. And you're going to say, I am content with being in this bucket. It's the world, or the fish that lives in the aquarium will say, I'm so content with the aquarium. Ooh, man, food all the time, warmth, and you know, entertaining music from now and again. But that's a fraction of what there is. And you know, and when you get there, on your journey there, you're starting to realize a lot of these things that you're carrying with you through life, they're unnecessary. So start the journey. It's unnecessary to carry a heavy load, right? I've said you're not going to go jogging with a 100-pound suitcase in your hand. Not for long anyway. But you make yourself as light as possible for that journey. That when you want to go for a good run or a good hike, a good walk, a good feel, you might want to lighten the load. And on your journey to spirituality, it will lighten up for you. I want to say this, that just when things happen, you may think it's bad. It's interpretation. It's just how you interpret things. I broke my toes last summer. I think I may have mentioned it. I didn't, and I was mad and in a lot of pain. But then I realized shortly after that, I had to sit at home for a very long time. And man, did I get a lot accomplished. So I don't know if it was telling me to watch my health. And a lot of people tell you the same story that happened to them, where they were restricted. And from that moment, they evolved to something brand new or something different or accomplished more. So was that bad thing bad or was it good? Because it gave you another focus, another direction, another something to do. When something goes wrong, see the blessing in it or see the teaching that happens, that comes with it. When that door is closed, don't spend your time trying to beat it down and start damning the door. Experience the open one. Make it your friend. Learn all you can about it. And soon enough, you realize it was pretty good. darn good reason why that door closed in the first place. You know, there's so much going on there, but you don't know that because you're living in it. When you're living in it, you can't experience it until you've stepped away from it. So try to keep your mind open and the fact that just because it seems bad, it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. Just because the teaching's wrong or bad or you disagree with it, it's not saying that at all. It's simply forcing you to look in another direction. Just because you say it's bad doesn't make it bad. And there could be a blessing in it. I've talked about having members of the family who's taught us amazing lessons. Negative way, but we learned it. We got the message. So the job was well done. Did a fantastic job in doing that. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Open your eyes. Take that path. Try to understand what it's like to live and be free. To be free where you're not spending the rest of your life trying to impress somebody, trying to be somebody else's friend, trying to fit into that group, trying to fit into that club. Being afraid even that you're not a part of that. Though we may all look different, have different languages, religions, taste, we're all the same. And you might not want to hear that because it's hard to hear for those who think they're all that. But it's what we adjust, it's what we put in our minds, that we're all the same. The person that lives across the street from you or down the road or across the country, across the pond, they're the same people, just in a different situation. Same people. Take them and put them in your environment and give them enough time. They become you. We become a product of the environment that we're part of. And if it's harsh or hostile, I guess you can predict the result. If you're facing what they call poverty oppression, you might react differently. Political unjust poverty and oppression. Try to imagine what that would make Gandhi go off. So try to understand what that other person is saying. We're just wrapping it up, folks. Thank you very much for being there. Gary, do we have any more email?
Yes, we have two more. Wayne wrote in, and Wayne says, "Hi, Barrington. I like the comment you made about us waking up and getting out of the pond." That's from Wayne and Jen. Thank you very much. We appreciate that very much. And lastly, we have a comment from Nick. He wrote in and said, "Barrington, please stay healthy." Back to you.
Thank you very much for that, Nick. I will. This is great. We didn't talk about COVID today like we don't want to because it's so confused up here now. So we're going to leave that for another day. But stay safe, Nick. Nick, thank you very much for that. And I will. I've been trying hard. I'm out there. I'm an essential worker, so I'm still out there doing it all. But I am cautious doing it. And I'm doing what I need to do. And I guess soon enough, I'll be in line to get my injection. Wayne and Jen, thank you again for the email. I appreciate that. I know Wayne and Jen personally, and they listen to the show as often as they can. Yeah, waking up and getting out of the pond, and of course you can relate to it. This goes back to what I was saying earlier about the analogies of just throwing it out there, and somebody could get into it. Yeah, you're in a pond, and the only way out of that is evaporation, and that's when you've left the body and you've moved on. You know, unless somebody physically come and cut a hole in there, you can seep out, which is what you want to do. But the waterfalls, the water evaporates, and then it falls back and then it repeats and it repeats and repeats until I don't know what happened until I'm not that old. But getting out of the pond is allowing yourself to step out of your boundaries, like just extend the limits and just realize that there is more. And you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take anybody's word for it. You don't have to read a book. You have to connect yourself to the spirituality. And the way you do that is just to be a humble person, be a kind person. You'll be meditating and do the kind things. Get the good ideas in your mind, delivers to the heart, it delivers to the soul, and that's where you make your spiritual connection. And this is why I say this formula. I say almost all my shows, if it's not true, don't say it, that one. Now, if you can do that, you're living a humble humble life and you're on your path. The book or the pawn, as my friend Wayne said, is restricting you. You're restricted. Well, you can't be restricted if you're limitless, and you are limitless. So there is no restriction. Realize that you're limitless and you could step out of the boundaries and step into anything you want to and create everything you want to and experience that life. So thanks, Wayne and Jen. I appreciate that. And waking up and stepping out of the pond or the river or the, not the river. The river will take you there. If you're in the river, you're on a good road. You're a good path. You're going to end up there. And we do at our own pace. Now, I'd like to say, and I've said it before, if you were to go to the top of that river and you had a bucket, I guess, of tennis balls and you throw them in the river right away and you get back to the south end of wherever the other end of that river is, they'll all show up together. It simply means that we're guided. We're on the same wave. We're on the current and we're going to move together as we all do. And they will show up together unless one got snatched out of the water or directed into a pond or, God forbid, a well, you know, whatever the runoff is. But the idea and what I'm trying to say is that inevitably you start at the top, you're on the same wave, you end up in this great wave of ocean where experience and all of life and knowledge exist. And I don't mean in the physical ocean, folks. Don't go out there and be ducking your head looking for something special. Look within. Look within yourself and live free. Find that source. And like Wayne said, waking up and getting yourself out of that pond, because it's what you're used to. Some are bigger than others, and you may not have explored all the ends of it, but the information inside of there, the temperature is all going to be the same pretty much. But the information that's in there is not what we're here for. We're limitless, and we're not to be restricted, and we're not to be held captive, and we're not to be told stories as to how great it's going to be if you follow these rules and how bad it's going to be if you don't follow these rules. That's not what it's about. It's about you connecting. This is what life is, and your purpose here was to experience it, to experience the human life. I don't know how you're planning to do that when you're trapped in the tank of the toilet water that will never flush. That's my point. Thank you very much for joining the show. Thanks, guys, for all the email information. And thank you for listening. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington radio show on Reality Radio 101. We've got about 3 more minutes left to go. I want to spend the next couple of minutes and tell you how important it is that you take care of yourself. I've had this talk twice this week, random. And yeah, you have to be number one to you. Be the kindest to you. And it means not only your physical work, it also means your mind, your mental mindset and your stage of your mind. You have to take care of yourself, because if you don't and you're killing yourself to get to that goal, when you get there, you won't enjoy it. The journey there should be just as much fun as being there. Take care of yourself. Eat properly. Rest properly. Go see your doctor. Go do all these things that you need to do. Take care of yourself. Live. Do not wait to live. Just live. Because if you're waiting to that golden age, what happens if it doesn't come, or you have an accident, or something changes, or your journey doesn't even take you there? Your purpose was to check out before you reach to that point. You will never know. So do the dance now. Do the dance now. Enjoy the music now. Do all that you have to do now, because now is all that we've got. And if you put it on the shelf, all of you who's out there sitting down and regret not being able to get up or go for a walk and experience life, you'll all say the same thing. Man, I wish if I could. Well, you were able. You were able, I think, at some point. Most of us. Do the dance now, because tomorrow may never come. Thanks, everybody. Thanks from all around the world. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Again, we've got this beautiful Sunday going on up here in Ontario, Canada, where we're broadcasting from. And you're sitting wherever you're sitting in the world, listening to it. Please enjoy the week, everybody. Be safe. Be kind. Take care of your loved one. And by all means, take care of yourself. And on my last note, I want to say, eat the food that is right for your body.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. right here on Reality Radio 101.